From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Turkish Prime Minister saying the Islamic State group is to blame for Tuesday's suicide attack at the Istanbul airport that killed at least 36 and injured dozens more. This passenger said authorities were overwhelmed after the attack.
We went by bus to the town, then bus stopped, told the people go out. In nowhere. There was no hotel, nothing, no information. I understand that it's a problem, but what is bad? No information.
Meantime, no one is claiming responsibility for the attack, which comes as the Turkish government grapples with the dual threat of the Islamist extremists and Kurdish rebels in the southeastern part of Turkey. The Republican-led investigation into the terrorist attack on the U.S. outpost in Benghazi, Libya, 4 years ago that killed four Americans, ended with no new allegations on the actions of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton, now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, said it's time to move. The U.S. move on, that is. The U.S. Defense Department says changes have been made to improve the response of personnel based on the incident in Benghazi. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with European leaders in Brussels for the first time Tuesday since British voters chose to quit the EU.
There was universal respect for this decision, and this decision will be carried through in Britain and is understood that it will be carried through here in the European Union.
Cameron, who says he will resign because of the Brexit vote, says he will not be involved in the process of negotiating Britain's departure from the European Union. The head of the EU Commission is urging Britain to clarify its position soon. France and other EU members fear the longer Britain waits, the more economic damage could occur. This is VOA News. U.S. consumer confidence improved this month, while the U.S. economy grew a bit faster than first thought. A just-released report from the Conference Board shows consumer confidence rose to its highest level since September, snapping a two-month losing streak. A separate report from the Commerce Department shows the U.S. economy expanded at an annual rate just over 1% in the first 3 months of this year. Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its emissions rigging scandal that broke last September in the United States. U.S. car owners with 2-liter diesel engines have the choice of either selling their car back to Volkswagen or getting a repair. Each customer will also receive compensation between $5,000 to $10,000. A U.S. district judge in San Francisco, California, will hold a hearing next month to decide on whether to grant preliminary approval of the settlements. A new public opinion poll shows most Americans believe Democratic presumptive presidential nominee Hillary Clinton would do a better job dealing with terrorism than her Republican rival, Donald Trump. Half of those responding to the Washington Post ABC News poll survey say they trust Clinton to handle terrorism, compared to 39% for Trump. Latest poll results show a significant shift in public opinion since the terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. The U.S. Senate is blocking new funding to fight Zika. The action prompted a flurry of bipartisan finger-pointing in the chamber on Tuesday. Democrats banded together to defeat the $1.1 billion emergency funding bill put together by Republicans, objecting to cost oversets inserted into the legislation, including funding cuts to abortion provider Planned Parenthood. Democrats said the bill allocated too little money to battle Zika. One Democratic senator described it as a bill designed to fail. Republicans warned that the country is on the verge of a health crisis because of Zika. And the U.S. Justice Department is beginning a new program to train more than 28,000 federal law enforcement agents, prosecutors, and other staff to recognize and address what it calls unconscious bias in their work. The training will include issues of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and gender identity. The Deputy Attorney General, Sally Yates, said the department has a responsibility to ensure the criminal justice system is fair. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.